Ben Lindbergh and Sam Miller are baseball stats guys. Ben's a staff writer for ESPN's 538. Sam's the editor-in-chief of Baseball Prospectus, and together they host Effectively Wild, the Baseball Prospectus podcast. Last year, through a combination of unlikely circumstances, they were offered the opportunity to put their analytics to work on behalf of an actual baseball team, an independent low minor league team called the Sonoma Stompers. One of their first tasks was to find players at a preseason tryout camp in Sonoma, and according to Sam, the participants had something in common.
Everybody who's at that tryout has something wrong with them, and you're just waiting to find out what that thing wrong is.
Sam and Ben share the story of that day.
By sheer unfortunate coincidence, we were wearing matching rust brown corduroys and black hoodie sweatshirts, so we had our own accidental uniform.
We weren't really introducing ourselves to anyone. We were just sort of people flitting around the background with notepads and pens and stopwatches. We were trying to look coachy.
We knew that the 100 guys that were out there contained about 97 wannabes. And so what we were really looking for were just guys who had a little something that demonstrated that they were a notch above the rest. So we were actually sort of hovering around the registration table and trying to see who was registering best. We were jotting down notes about how they were wearing their socks or about what colleges were on their shirts and trying to figure out if they actually went to that college or just had the shirt.
It was at that point in the tryout when Ben and Sam simultaneously noticed a young man named Daniel Baptista.
We're watching these guys run the 60-yard sprint, and the grass is sopping wet. It's a cold morning. People are slipping all over the place, and hardly anybody's even paying attention. But Ben and I are jotting down every time, and we're making sure our stopwatches are coordinated.
I think this was really the first example of an information advantage.
So this one guy lines up 60 yards away from us, and he's one of the biggest guys there. We make some comment about how this could be, you know, in contention for the slowest time. And then he starts moving, and we just see him really picking up momentum as he goes. And he caught up and passed the much more athletic-looking player that he was paired with. And so Ben and I sort of looked at each other and raised our eyebrows. And I don't think that we said anything because we didn't want anybody to be thinking that we had seen anything significant. But we had kind of been lucky. We had seen this guy who had suddenly been revealed to be a really good athlete. He was about to hit, and we knew one thing about this kid, and that is that he was going to hit. He had the body of a hitter. We were going to be absolutely floored if he wasn't going to put on a show in batting practice. And we knew that once that happened, we would lose our information edge, and whoever was drafting ahead of us would probably pick him. I went over to him and asked him, so why are you here? Why are you at this low-grade tryout? How come you're not playing on a professional team already? And he said, well, you know, to be honest, 9 months ago I weighed 325 pounds, which is just not a weight that you can carry in baseball. He'd been a very good junior college hitter, and then he had gone to a low-level independent league, even lower than ours, and he had played, I think, 6 games, and he had hit the ball very well, but he also tore his ACL, I believe, around the 6th or 7th game, and that ended his season, and that seemed to end his career. He realized that if he didn't lose a lot of weight, he was never going to play baseball again. And so then we asked the next question, which was, would you like to sign with us? And he was a little confused because he knew that the rules were that there was a draft at the end of this tryout. You were going to play all day and hope that a team picked you. And here this team was that was basically saying, we'll sign you right now. Let's sneak you out of this field before everybody else sees you. And so that's what we did. We shook on it. We told him he was on our team. Now we had to sneak him off the field. He was going to go one way, I was going to go the other way, and we were going to meet in the parking lot. One of the rival managers in the league and the chief rival of the Sonoma Stompers managers saw him walking off the field and hustled over to say, hey, what's going on? And we couldn't hear that conversation. We were hoping that he wasn't going to spill the beans, as it were. And sure enough, the manager kind of looks over at us at one point, and we pretend not to be paying any attention. After about 5 minutes, Daniel was able to free himself and came around the corner and met me in that parking lot.
It had to be Sam who took him because I'm a lifelong Manhattanite and never got a driver's license. So Sam made the bold move to ask him to leave and then to drive him away, leaving me at the tryout quaking in my corduroys on the sidelines.
So we drove to his house, which was about a half hour away, and then we were just waiting for my phone to ring. And about 15 minutes out of town, it finally did. I pleaded ignorance of the rules. I said, oh, it's my first year. Boy, what a mess I've made of things. Baptista would be eligible for the draft, but what we had managed to do was keep anybody from seeing him hit. So when the draft came, we were convinced that either somebody was going to draft him out of spite, just basically because they didn't want us to get away with this, or else they wouldn't draft him because they couldn't take a leap of faith on a guy that they really hadn't seen play baseball at all.
Happily for Ben, Sam, and the Stompers, nobody took that leap.
He set the franchise record for the longest hitting streak, and by the end of the season, Baptista was our best hitter. He's back this year with the Stompers, and the word that I've been hearing from spring training is that he's actually added loft to his swing, and they're very bullish right now, thinking that he could be maybe the MVP front runner.
I think it was at least the first proof that just paying attention in a way that the rest of the league wasn't actually gave us an opportunity or an advantage to exploit.
He is, I think, very grateful that we ended up being the team that signed him. He'd been trying to get a job anywhere, and to have a team go out of its way to tell him that they thought he was really good, I think meant a lot to him.
The tale of the acquisition of Daniel Baptista by the Sonoma Stompers and lots of other stories can be found in the book Ben Lindbergh and Sam Miller have written together. It's The Only Rule Is It Has to Work, and it's subtitled Our Wild Experiment Building a New Kind of Baseball Team. Coming up on Only a Game, the week's news with Charlie Pierce. But will he say? Maybe not. And remember, you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Only a Game NPR.